are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. This is Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. We have been speaking about all things virtues. I don't know, is it virtues or virtues? Okay. That one. We're speaking all things virtues, right? So a life without virtues could be characterized by a lack of moral principle, ethical considerations, and positive traits. Virtues are qualities that are deemed morally good and are valued as foundations for ethical behavior. Without virtues, various aspects of life may be affected, leading to potential challenges and consequences. Guning. It's a lot. And we do have my good pastor coming to joining us once again, Pastor Lubani here. So we can speak about all things, a life without virtues. Can you even live, Nji, without these virtues? My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Zanele. How are you?
I am good, Mfundisi. I hope that you are well.
I am doing very well. And how is South Africa?
Ooh, yeah. It's hot. It's raining. It's hot. It's Jay. We are okay. Let me just say we are okay.
But I thought that for us to have rains, we need the heat.
Yes, you know, yeah. But the problem is, you know, it has hail here, so the hail is too much. It's damaging a lot of things. My spinach is damaged now, Mfundis, you know.
No, may you be well. May you be well.
Indeed, Mfundis. Before we start, Pastor, I'm going to ask that please pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you this morning for allowing that we can come together once again to learn more about virtues. And as we discuss this important aspect, I pray that your Spirit will guide us and help us to understand all these things. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we've spoken about virtues, we're speaking about the whole issue of social justice and so forth and so on. And today we want to look at, can a person live without virtues? You know, a life without virtues. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, this one. Can a person, Mfundisi, live a life without any, like any virtue? Can they still be a good person?
It depends upon one's perspective. That's my quick answer, but let me substantiate it. Based on the philosophies like humanism, behaviorism, and progressivism, it is said that humans have some goodness in them, meaning to say they can still live a virtuous life. But no, that brings about a big question mark, because according to them, they say that human beings, this goodness that is there in human beings just need to be enhanced to reach an ultimate level. However, you know, this kind of goodness is godless. It is void of any divine influence. And we all know that the Bible says there is only one who is good, and that is none other than our God in heaven. So in Christian ethics, we completely reject that. Because the concept of virtues is a very important, you know, aspect. And living a life without virtues is seen as falling short of the ideal in as far as Christianity is concerned. So there is a no. I mean, in Christian circles, there is no way one can be virtuous without having the influence that comes from the God who is good.
When we navigate life without a moral compass, Mfundiswam, how dangerous is that? In fact, can we even navigate a life without a moral compass? But I'm more interested in the dangers itself, because if you're just walking, Jay, it's like you're being blown by the wind. You're just being blown by the wind, you know. What are some of those dangers?
Yeah, you have put it correctly. If you are living a life without virtues, it's like you are just going where the wind is blowing. You are like a reed that is being shaken by the waters. Okay? So it is impossible to navigate a life without a moral compass, because God is the source of morality. An ethically correct life is actually derived from God, because God's character and his law are a source of an ethically sound life. So the main argument, in as far as this idea of how one can navigate life without a moral compass, is that in as far as Christian ethics is concerned, the moral compass of us Christians is grounded in the teachings and the principles of the Bible. So for Christians, the Bible serves as a guide for moral decision making, giving us a moral foundation for our understanding as to what is right and what is wrong. So if one can live a life without, you know, any virtues, that is a life without any foundation. It is a life without meaning. It is void of any other thing. It is dangerous. It is like a car without brakes. Okay? Yeah, it is a car without brakes, or it is like a plane which is stalling and definitely it is going to crash. So for those who do not adhere to Christian ethics, they may say that, no, it's not only Christianity which gives us a moral compass. No, you can still be fine, you can still be good. But I am saying that is still baseless. If you are saying that you can still live a virtuous life without God, where are you basing it on?
Yes.
It's empty. It lacks nothing. I mean, it has nothing in it. So, I mean, actually, by even just thinking about it, you actually lose your mind. How do you live with people around you and you don't have any virtue? That's why I'm saying it is like a car without brakes. You will definitely crash and just lose everything around you.
When they say, before we go to the relationships aspect of it, here we are, we're having this person who does not have a moral compass. Who do we, not necessarily blame, but who do we hold accountable? Ukuthi Zanele does not have a moral compass. Let's say they're still around between, they have not reached the age of 20. Let me, below 20. Who do we say, this one is, we should hold this one accountable because Zanele does not have a moral compass. Is there anyone who's actually responsible for instilling those virtues unto us?
There are, I can say, institutions in the society which should be instilling such virtues in us.
Okay.
The first and foremost is the family.
Because
the home, the house, is actually the embodiment of morality, where virtues must, you know, must be put all people together. So the family is number one. Okay, so if we're talking about young people, I hope and believe that the members of the family should be held accountable, even though we know that at the end of the day, we make our own choices.
Yes.
But the family is the first institution we can hold responsible for that. Secondly, it is the church. The church should also be an embodiment of virtue, because this is where the name of the Lord is called upon. And if the church is not the embodiment of these virtues, then where will young people run to? I know that we are lacking models, even in the church. I know that there are people who are elders, who are pastors, but if you come closer to them, you begin to see that they are also living a life that is so vicious, no virtues in them. And the third institution, which is also very important in instilling virtues in young people, is the society itself. You know, in Africa, we say that it takes a village.
Yes.
It takes a community to raise a child. Okay? So our very communities are also conduits of virtues. So we can hold all these, you know, institutions responsible, apart from the fact that at the end of the day, it will be our own choices, because all these institutions can do a very good work. But if you are not receiving these things and making sure that you immerse yourself in these values, which the family, the church, and the community are trying to instill in you, then what else can one do? What else can one do? We need to appreciate whenever there is an effort. for these virtues to be taught and to be instilled in us.
Yeah. And then, Pundis, as you were saying that the first point of call is the family, right? So here we are, we're having this person who does not have a moral compass like Aisha. How does that life without virtues affect the relationships we have with each other? I can just imagine that family. Yo, okay, yeah. I'm going to give it to you, Pundis.
You're saying the truth. A life without virtues can indeed affect relationships significantly because virtues are positive qualities and characteristics that are considered morally good but also desirable. So these virtues, they often include, you know, traits like honesty, integrity, compassion, kindness, and empathy, and even patience itself. So just imagine that you are living a life without virtues, but there are relationships around you. And think of a relationship without honesty. Think of a relationship without integrity, without compassion, without kindness, without empathy, without patience. I mean, it just blows your mind. How can you have a relationship that you consider healthy and meaningful, but there aren't these virtues? And I can draw examples of characteristics that should be there in relationships. Say, for example, trust. A very good relationship must have the virtue of trust. But if individuals lack these virtues, it means trust can be eroded, leading to strained but also broken relationships. Okay? What about communication? Say, for example, there aren't these virtues. It's obvious that there will be no empathy. There will be no patience. That is vital for effective communication. So without these virtues, individuals may struggle to understand one another, connect with others, and even that can lead to misunderstanding and conflicts. And relationship must also have some compassion and kindness. And imagine that you don't have these virtues.
Yeah.
It means that individuals may become self-centered, insensitive, making it difficult to be supportive, but also to have a caring environment. So living a life without virtues, it means that even our own relationships are wrecked. You can't just support one another. You just live, you know, a very self-centered life, and you go up and down, destroying each other because there is no virtue which can build you up.
Yeah. So, Mpundisi, you spoke about issues of communication and honesty, right? If a person does not have, I'm just going to just pick on those two. If a person does not have those two, would they have integrity?
You know, the danger that is in the world today, the danger is that secular philosophy and secular teachings are telling us that we can have these things without having God with you. That is to say, secularity is saying that you can still achieve some goodness. You can still achieve some virtue without having God, without having the law, without all these Christian principles which we are talking about. So yes, you can still learn how to communicate, to trust one another, not based on any Christian principles. But I want to tell you that at the end of the day, you are still heading for a destruction. Because the thing is that all these virtues we are talking about, they are based on the fact that Jesus Christ is our prime example.
Yes.
Okay? Now, if you're trying to cultivate all these good things like communication, trust, but there is no support, the support that comes from God, the support that comes from having the indwelling spirit in us. It's like you are trying to live a good life, but there is no basis for living that good life. So communication, yes, she can be there. Trust can be there. But upon what is it based on? Because you should know that in relationships, the primary goal of communication is self-disclosure. But self-disclosure alone does not just come.
Yes.
It must have a base. And that base is trust. And trust does not just come if you do not have the indwelling spirit in you.
Looking at that, Mfundisi Wami, I'm going to just club these two together because I think they go hand in hand, right? Is there a purpose to life without virtues? And how does one know that they are just living nje? They don't have a moral compass.
Okay, fine. You have put them together. Now, let's look at it in this way.
Uh-huh.
The purpose of life is often understood in the context of a relationship with God. Okay? I'm going to repeat it. The purpose of life is often understood in the context of a relationship with God and the fulfillment of God's will.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that you are living a life without virtues, which means it is a life without God. That is completely purposeless. Because virtues are qualities, as I've already said, qualities like love, qualities like kindness, you know, humility, righteousness. These are seen as essentials for aligning one's life with God's purpose.
Mm.
So it means that if there are no virtues, it means life is empty. There is moral confusion. There is emptiness. There is disconnection that is intended for one to live a purposeful life.
Yeah.
Now, coming to the fact that how can one know then that you lack virtues?
Yes.
I will take you to Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24.
Mm.
David says, "Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me and discover my thoughts. Find out if there is any evil in me and guide me in the everlasting way." Now, I call this self-examination. For one to discern whether you are living a life that has virtues or not, it means that one need to do self-reflection. Self-examination. And then after you have done all these, you need to do a self-alignment with biblical teachings. So you need to do that. You need to have an examination of conscience. And in I like this verse from Acts 24, verse 16, where Paul says, "I strive to live, to have a conscience that is free. That is free before men and God." Striving all the time to have a conscience that is free before men and God. That is self-examination. That is self-reflection.
Yes.
Aligning oneself with biblical teaching. So if you can ask me, how can I know? Then David has given us a clue that God, examine me and know my mind. Test me and discover my thoughts. Find out if there is evil in me. And truly, if God can examine us, then he can point it to us to say, Zanele, here you are living a life that is void of any virtue.
Yes.
And this is my way, my daughter.
Hey, and I think that self-introspection, Pastor, is very necessary. Because sometimes, we think we've got it. Can't know. We have not got it, and I love how we are basing everything on scripture, because sometimes we ought to go to the scripture and what does the scripture say about this? Because sometimes, as you were saying there, that we do have virtues that we don't even know where they're coming from. But if we do the self-introspection and also study the word of God and be grounded in the word of God, then we will say, I've got this.
Yeah, and the biggest danger, which I still want to emphasize, is that we are trusting a lot in human goodness. Okay, we are so self-centered and we think we can do it on our own. That's why we have people who look good outwardly, but inside them, they are beasts. And that's the danger. So we need that transformation that comes from within. We need that virtue that comes from the heart that is transformed by God. And then we can live a virtually satisfying life.
Yeah. Fundisi kuningi. It's a lot. And I'm really thankful, Pastor, that, you know what, we are in fact having these conversations, because if we don't have them, we're gonna just leave in like the wind. We are everywhere, but we need something that is going to ground us, saying be a good communicator, be honest, have kindness, have all of those things. So I do thank you, Mfundisi Wami. Is there any for today's topic, any closing remarks on this one? And also do pray for all of us that, you know what, we may not lose our virtues, because if we do, our lives will be meaningless.
Yes. My closing remark is that seeking guidance from fellow Christians can also be helpful. Mm. Seeking guidance from spiritual leaders, sometimes even mentors, can offer an external perspective on one's behavior. So the Christian community often plays a supportive role in helping individuals to grow and live a virtuous life, much as we are seeking God to examine us. So we can build one another. There is just enough grace to forgive and to transform us into living a virtuous life.
True.
Thank you. Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you so much for the challenge once again that has been posed upon us as to how we can live a virtuous life and avoid to live a life that is void of any virtue. We know that there are so many secular teachings and secular philosophies which are cheating people that they can still live a virtuous life without God. But I pray, loving Father, that you will help us and even the listeners to always seek goodness from you, to always seek transformation from you, to always seek that virtue that comes from a transformed heart. May you bless us, Father, as we go out there into the world to shine and to direct many into living a virtuous life. May you help us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through today. We have learned a lot. Till we chat again tomorrow.
You are welcome, Zanele. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.